This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. After the shooting in downtown Dallas last Thursday, hospitals had the difficult task of tending to the injured officers. Today, doctors and nurses at Parkland Hospital's Trauma Center talked about their experiences that night. Parkland treated seven of the officers. One surgeon says he can't ignore how race affects him as a doctor. The shooting last week, which took the lives of five officers, was painful for everyone in Dallas. Not just residents, not just police, but also the doctors and nurses who tried to save them.
I think this has rocked some guys to their core who I thought were unshakable.
Dr. Alex Eastman is the medical director and chief of the Rees Jones Trauma Center at Parkland Hospital. He's also the deputy medical director of the Dallas Police Department. He says what happened last week hit him hard.
And if you asked me last year at this time what I ever thought I'd see us shaken like this after the headquarters attack, many of us thought that that was the incident of our careers, and this makes that pale in comparison.
In 2015, a man shot at the Dallas Police headquarters. No officers were injured then. While the events last week shook many of the doctors and nurses, one doctor in particular struggled. Dr. Brian Williams was a trauma surgeon on duty. He's Black. And he says the pain of the violence happened days before the shooting in Dallas. It started when Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, both Black men, were shot by police in Louisiana and Minnesota.
There's this dichotomy where I am standing with law enforcement, but I also personally feel and understand that angst that comes when you cross the paths of an officer in uniform and you're fearing for your safety. I've been there. But for me, that does not condone disrespecting or killing police officers.
Williams says that dichotomy of respecting and fearing police simultaneously came to a head last Thursday. Breaking into tears, he says the deaths of those five officers haunt him constantly.
And I think about it every day, that I was unable to save those cops when they came here that night. This killing, it has to stop. Black men dying and being forgotten, people retaliating. We have to come together and end all this.
Williams believes there's not enough open discussion about the role race plays in our everyday lives. For Williams, in that hospital emergency room, he saw a scene reflecting years of racial tension. For other doctors, like Todd Minshall, it was hard on that night to put that racial tension into context.
When you come here, you're a patient, and we do the best to take care of you that we possibly can. And so at times, it's hard for me to put in context when there's still people who don't treat people that way. It's almost unbelievable to me.
At the end of the day, Parkland doctors say they're a family, and only time will help them heal. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.